The modest hiring hall was packed, with worried workers outnumbering media members by several orders of magnitude. The mood was somber as they listened to measured calls for unity, expanded alliances, and broader support from neighbors, employers, and the community at large.
My message for today is to create community so we can create sanctuary cities to protect our families and for our human right.
Gervasio Pena, president of the Labor Center's board of directors, was the first of four workers who read prepared remarks, noting the economic contribution of Latino workers in the local economy. His appeal for unity with other activist groups in Sonoma County and beyond was echoed by Daisy Lopez, who said she felt powerless without more organized resistance.
I hope that our families and community can unite and that community members can support us and speak on behalf of us when it comes to talking to local government officials.
But weighing against that hope, Lopez admitted, is the looming fear of deportation.
What I'm worried about is not me personally, but I am afraid that I could be deported because my family depends on me. I support my brothers and my mother.
Rosemary Duca, the final speaker, offered a six-point strategic response.
It's a way of how we can organize and support each other. We're thinking about doing marches and in the name of peace and hopefully do sanctuary cities too. So the goal is that the local police doesn't share our information to immigration, and that way we're protected.
After the panelists spoke, everyone present was asked to take and wear one of the bright orange or yellow gloves from a bowl on the table at the front of the room. That was, Gervasio Pena explained, a simple act of symbolic solidarity.
The symbolic gesture of the glove is that we're asking for support from community members. So if you take the glove, you're supporting us.
Afterward, Jesus Guzman, program director for the Grayton Center, said the event was an important opportunity for the workers to share their feelings and views about an ominous and troubling situation.
The workers, since the election, have been holding these internal discussions, sharing their concerns, their worries, their frustrations, their anger, just sharing those very raw reactions to some very real threats that our community faces. Today was a chance for the workers to share what they've been wrestling with. I think this is very representative of the immigrant community at large in terms of the reality we now face from this new administration. I think the workers put forward some policies and organizing efforts that can be done on both the local and state level.
Their greatest hope, Guzman added, may lie in something they alone cannot accomplish: the designation of one or more local sanctuary cities.
Our city is compelled in acting in a way that protects its residents, and that means not sharing vital information with immigration officials. That means not lending any resource or service to immigration enforcement. The top priority should be the safety of our local residents.
Most local police departments have already stopped cooperating with ICE, but no local city has yet considered a formal policy to adopt sanctuary status. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.